Jaguars coaching staff arriving at the Renaissance Riverview Hotel in Mobile, Alabama. That means Senior Bowl week is underway. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The 2016 Reese's Senior Bowl officially getting started, at least the festivities leading up to Saturday's game at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Check-ins happening today, interviews by scouts and all of that throughout the week, and then practice begins on Tuesday here in Mobile, Alabama. The Jaguars, of course, have the South team for a third consecutive year, and it's a good chance for hands-on access for the Jaguars coaching staff to get a leg up on the competition going into the pre-draft process. And, of course, head coach Gus Bradley is fired up about this week.
For Dave Caldwell and our scouting staff and for our coaching staff, I mean, we can get a lot of work done here that you usually wait till the combine, you know, all these interviews. So to have these guys in this kind of an intimate setting, we have one-on-one in-group meetings the whole week, when there's a lot of people here to when there's no one here. So a lot can get accomplished.
This is one of the first major events of the offseason in the National Football League. The week leading up to the Senior Bowl game on Saturday is almost more important than the game itself. The practices, the interview sessions with scouts, that all happens in rooms, designated conference rooms around the hotel, but in the main lobby as well. Scouts interviewing players off to the side, coaches looking for work. That's all happening at the same time in the lobby at the hotel. Each and every year here in Mobile, it is a huge week, especially for Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage.
When you really look at the NFL calendar, you know, owners' meetings, not everybody's there. Super Bowls, not everybody's there. But the Senior Bowl, everyone's here for 3 days, 3 or 4 days as a collective league. And so the agents, the media, the coaches, the scouts, the players, it all happens within about a 3-block area here in downtown Mobile, which is really sort of crazy to think about.
Coming up, we'll have exclusive access to the first South team meeting with head coach Gus Bradley. That's coming up on Monday night. And of course, coverage of South team practice Tuesday at Fairhope High School. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.